Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for a daily editorial. You got myself and Dr. Birnbaum. Right now, we're going to opine briefly about the situation with the COVID situation with Donald Trump. And so far, the only news that has come out at this moment in time is that the president delivered a video message before departing for Walter Reed this morning, and it was put on the news that there was no transfer of power. At this point in time, Trump is still in charge. What I'm looking forward to seeing is, number one, I don't wish ill on anybody. I wouldn't care if it was Trump or I wouldn't care if it was Biden. But I think the interesting thing that's going to come out of this is the perception, as I was telling Dr. Birnbaum just very recently here, the perception of the coronavirus is going to change dramatically one way or the other. If this causes a major health problem for the president, the perception is going to go very definitely in the direction, I would have to say, of Joe Biden. Most of my, just on kind of a personal note, most of my buddies up here in our neighborhood who are retired physicians are being very careful regarding the virus. They are not brushing it off as some people are. So what I'm looking forward to seeing, Frida, is how's it going to go? And we're probably not going to know until much later today or perhaps even tomorrow. I do find it interesting that Trump is taking an experimental drug which does reduce the symptoms. Your comments, Frida?
Wow, there's so much going on. I mean, you know, one after the other, there's always new stuff. Today, with what's going on, is what I found very interesting is looking at Biden and his response to all this. And he's thanking everyone who told him how to be safe with distancing and the mask as if he won the presidency. I want to thank you. I want to thank this person. I want to thank this person. And I'm waiting all right already. Let me hear him say something about President Trump. And he finally did. And he said, in quote, "We continue to pray for the health of the president and his family." Well, when I heard that, "we continue," right? I mean, how much can he be continuing? It just happened, as if this has been something that he has been dealing with up to now, which is not even true. He's making it much more hopeless than we know it to be at this point. You know, what is he pushing it for? So I was already a suspect of him before I even had a chance to think of our president, who actually will have access to the media at Walter Reed Hospital. And knowing him, he's planning, of course, as you said, not to transfer anything over to anybody, Vice President Pence or anybody else. But, you know, this was a time, Thursday, which is interesting because he really was social distancing. It was a fundraiser and it was outdoors. And they say they've heard so far, it's alleged that the aide, Hope Hicks, was treated positive for the virus. And he's being treated now, as you say, stage three phase with this solution here, hopefully, and vitamin D and melatonin and aspirin and other things as well. So it's some kind of cocktail mix. It's an experimental antibody, and hopefully that's going to do the trick. But the one thing I do want to say, during this debate, that Trump showed more strength than Biden, who looked weak. And even with this virus, we still see Trump as someone who's much stronger. And today, you know, Kamala Harris is speaking in the fundraiser instead of Joe. So what is that telling us? Trump is still much stronger with this. And, you know, Boris Johnson, the prime minister, he also had this. And I don't know the difference in the strength of the virus, but I do know that he also went to the hospital. And he was in intensive care as well. And he came out, he's all right, he's exercising, losing weight, as you say, we need to lose weight. All of us need to lose weight. With this virus, we need to be stronger and healthier. We're trying anyway. His age, 74, which is a factor. But as you also said, Al, We haven't heard anything else. Now, it's 7:39 my time today, Friday, Eastern time. And I didn't even think of that. I guess they're working on him and they have nothing new to say. And hopefully he'll rest and hopefully he'll be on the big screen. And you can do what Biden did. You can stay home and do the same thing from the hospital as Biden's been doing all this time.
Well, I think what's interesting about that is that progressives probably look pretty good to say, yeah, this thing is really dangerous, and here's what I'm going to do. On the other hand, your comment about the strength of character, the physical strength that you implied about President Trump is, I think, going to work amazingly well in his favor if nothing happens. If something does happen that I wouldn't wish that on anybody, I would have to say that if something does happen, that'll definitely tilt the election.
Well, of course, but you know, he'll definitely come out stronger even in the hospital than Biden did in his basement.
Yeah.
So far, if this continues the way it is and doesn't get worse, hopefully, he still won't suffer. His way of dealing with the economy, what he's done for our country, with foreign politics, just across the board, unemployment, jobs, everything that he has strengthened before the virus, he will definitely bring back to our country. This virus will eventually be over for sure. And that's what we're waiting for. We don't want someone to come in and undo everything that America stands for, to take away our freedom, to make everybody listen to what we're supposed to be doing and going to people that we're supposed to be going to, doctors, business people, whatever that is, you know, free expression. This is what we have. They don't like it. They don't like the way America's run. Let them go to some socialistic country. Let them go to some communistic country. And then they can get what it is they want. They should not try to reform what we've had and what's been doing so, so well. We're not just talking about an election, of course. We're talking about changing history. And it's very scary that Biden comes on straight-laced and Trump is rough around the edges. We're talking about conservatism. We're talking about a way of life that does not represent a Trump's personal life. And I'm not looking at Biden's personal life either. Who cares? But I do care this mild-mannered Joe that comes on and who bumbles, and Trump should have let him talk to bumble a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, Doc.
Saying all the wrong things. And this is what we're really stuck with. Forget about the virus. What are we going to be stuck with as a country if this man goes ahead and gains power? It's not going to be a pretty picture with, you know, defunding the police and not having these rules that we've had in the past.
Agreed 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back tomorrow with our regular Saturday morning editorial. Either Dr. Frieda Birnbaum and myself, or Dr. John Huber and myself. Look for us around noon Eastern time and pray for the president, regardless of whether you like him or dislike him. Let's give the man a prayer. I will, and I know you will, Frieda.
Amen, 100%.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back.